All right, we're going to put a comma on that song right there. Once again, good morning, and Calimera says it is 11 o'clock. It is a Tuesday morning. And I think we have joining us on the phone both Stamati Sastra and Manny Frangidakis for a little market update. Gentlemen, good morning, and Calimera. And I'm sure you're both pretty excited about yesterday's Patriots victory, which is a great way to start off the show. How's that?
Yes. Calimera, man, let me start with the stocks first. Are we back to normal? Like, what I mean by normal is this Omicron business, pandemic fear. Is that over now officially? From a stock market point of view, not from a epidemiology point.
Right, not from a health point of view or a societal point of view. I do. I believe that it was very good news. I mean, you know, to hear from the top notch officials down in South Africa to talk about how yes, it's more contagious, but the symptoms are much more mild. The reports are that no one's really been hospitalized to a severe extent, as well as, you know, reaching the fatality levels that we've seen in Delta. So, I mean, and Samati, I'm sure you know this better than anybody, this is kind of the natural course that these pandemics and epidemics have taken throughout human history. Eventually, they blend in with other viruses, similar to, you know, the fact that the common cold is a SARS-CoV virus. So essentially, this is our, you know, it's emanating within the human population and becoming more stabilized across populations. So I think that it's beneficial. I think markets are starting to take it that way. I think that's why you saw the dip be bought between Monday and today, because we've essentially erased the losses that we incurred last week. And this is what we talked about last week on the show, that we thought that we could be getting ready for a bullish move towards year end. Because if you look at the stock market, yeah, the indices are up near all-time highs, but it's really being carried by 7 to 8 names. The underlying stocks outside of your Apple, Amazon, Facebook's, Google's, Netflix, and Tesla's got hit pretty hard over the last 2 weeks, and frankly, it was a buying opportunity for us yesterday.
And are we back, the indices are back before Omicron? Are we back on that territory?
The S&P is up 100 points today, and we took up yesterday, we were up 65.
Okay.
So we closed up 56 yesterday, but I mean, you're talking about almost 150 point move in 24 hours.
Yeah, I guess that was the end of, at least from a financial point of view, that was the end from Omicron. What about now, if you can give us, the other side of the coin, which is inflation and tapering and the Federal Reserve. And so today we're all happy because Omicron is not going to be a disaster, and tomorrow we're going to worry about inflation again?
Maybe not tomorrow, but probably Friday when we get the next CPI report. we'll get fresh data on Friday. So we'll get the core, we'll get the annual, we'll get the month-to-month change. My guess is it's going to be hotter than the previous month, because just because that's the trend we're on. We're still not on the transitory side of the camp. I'm glad the Fed has joined us 6 to 7 months later. We'll see what happens. It's going to be very tricky on how we navigate this situation from a multitude of factors. Tapering is happening. I think that you're going to get a year-end rally, because what happened last week is Powell removed the Fed foot and said that, you know, even with Omicron, and maybe they had this data preemptively, it wasn't going to change the speed of tapering, and it wasn't going to change the speed of raising, you know, raising rates. So prior to last week's meeting, Omicron comes out, people took away the June rate hike and moved it past September of 2022. As soon as Powell speak, it actually moved to May to June schedule. So I think we're still on track. I think they realized the issue with inflation. They have now changed their messaging and said they're going to do anything that's required to combat it. I don't actually necessarily believe them. I think the Fed is stuck between a rock and a hard place, because they're afraid to let the markets go down, yet they're fearful of inflation, and you really can't have it both ways. If you're fearful of inflation, you have to raise rates and remove the punch bowl. I just don't know if they're going to do it.
Yeah, that's if I could just interject just for 1 second there. You mentioned the word rates, Manny. Where do you think they're going to stick around where they are for the next?
No, we're at zero.
We are at zero. Can't go. You know, but are they going to be going? everything that goes down goes up, and everything that goes up goes down. But, you know, these 3%, 3.5% mortgages, in your opinion, are they going to be around for the next several years?
Yes, in a certain extent. I don't know how high mortgage rates will go.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't think we'll see 18%, which you guys dealt with in your 20s for a long time.
Yeah.
Can I see mortgages going to 5, 6%? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll happen in short order. It could be over the coming years, but, I mean, you kind of need it. I mean, you have home prices increasing 20% on an annual basis. This is what results in a low interest rate environment. You're talking about the, you know, everyone's talking about the wealth inequality gap and, you know, how hard it is and, you know, to really make a buck in this country anymore with the cost of living increasing. But, you know, that's what happens in the environment that you just had. You're talking about home prices doubling in the average medium home price in the United States doubling over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is the right move is to raise rates when you have the ability to do so. Just a question of how fast do they go? My guess is not very far. I think that if you look at 2022 and 2023, you probably eventually, you know, could hike yourself into a recession, and then essentially you just lower rates again the very next year, which is exactly what happened in 2018 and 2019. It's kind of that same environment. Here's the kicker. When we did that last time, inflation was sub 2%. How can you possibly do that with inflation at 6.1%, if not higher?
Yeah. My last question, Manny, was about technology stocks. It was really funny how when Omicron came up, all these stocks from the Pelotons to Zooms to everybody all of a sudden said then in favor again. We saw a little bit of fluctuation again on the technology. What's your take long term there?
It depends on which sector, which company you're talking about. Look, I don't know if Peloton will ever regain the strength that it had during the height of COVID. But that's just a reaction, right? So you go with what has worked. So you hear news of a new variant, you don't know how severe it's going to be. You start thinking lockdowns, and you start thinking stay at home trades, and then the exact opposite happens. So then when that occurred, your airlines dropped 20 to 30%. Boeing dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Hilton Hotels dropped. So it's a theme between are we recovering or are we going back to stay at home? So it's not surprising to see that you saw a pop in those themes on the day that we're talking about a new variant and, you know, the amount of uncertainty we had around it at that point in time regarding what were the ramifications going to be, not just here, but geopolitically.
Okay.
Are we going to have another situation like this? And I'm going to assume both of you are going to probably answer yes. You know, we're running out of Greek letters in the alphabet, but, you know, the Sigma variant, and let's work our way all the way down to Omega, and then who knows what language we'll go into. Do you see this reoccurring with variants, you know, within the next several months, doing the same thing that we saw last week? Kind of it was really just a one-week scare, really.
Yeah. I don't know. I would imagine that you continue to have new variants that mutate from this.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have before it eventually kind of dissipates within the population? I'm not sure. But I, you know, I wouldn't discount the fact that you probably have another variant outside Omicron and Delta.
Yeah. I just think that we have to live with the vaccination and the vaccines. There is promising for the therapeutics with the pills. That will happen. But it will be like we have today. We live with SARS and the severe flu. It will be the same thing. So we have to get vaccinated probably once a year for this thing for the next several years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's important to get vaccinated if you haven't. It's important to get your boosters and keep chugging along because, it's as we know and I've seen over the last 2 years, this isn't just going to go away overnight. So plan for it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Closing comments, gentlemen?
Patriots.
Patriots.
The running game.
Three passes.
Hey, I mean, we talked about it last week. We're running the ball well. We're playing really good defense. This team is disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're hitting our stride at the right possible time. We've said it over and over again. This team is really competitive. This team reminds me a lot of 2004. We're winning the ball on the defensive side. We're winning the games on the defensive side, and we're punishing our opponent, controlling the game and limiting mistakes. It's really good football. As much as last night was as boring as
you could get on a football game, but it really, and we talked about this with Petros. He was here a little bit earlier. The true, you know, the epitome of team sport. That's what we saw last night. You know, a plan. The team, the coaching staff had a plan to run the ball, run. It worked. No egos. No I and me last night, and we won the game. So it's all good.
Any true football fan or someone who understands the game completely really enjoyed last night, because that was smash mouth football.
Yep.
That
yep.
was the identity of, here's what I'm doing. You can tell from my formation, I'm running the ball. I'm daring you to stop me. I'm going to go downhill as hard as I can. You meet me there. That was that type of football, and that jazzes me up.
And that, of course, is Manny Frangidakis, who played safety in college, who was just looking to hit that guy, knock him down. That was it. You hit him for a loss. Manny Stamati, thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a great week. And we'll regroup for our market update next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Thanks, guys. Yes. Yes.